at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1988 in New York City at Madison Square Garden, MSG, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held their first SummerSlam. The main event was the Mega Powers, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage, versus the Mega Bucks, Andre the Giant and Ted DiBiase, with special referee Jesse the Body Ventura. During the match, Miss Elizabeth distracted DiBiase and Andre by taking her skirt off, which allowed Savage and Hogan to land their finishers on the Million Dollar Man and allow Hogan to pin him. Ventura's slow pin count was assisted by Macho Man and led to the Mega Powers' victory. In 1969 in Chicago, Illinois, Mad Dog and Butcher Vachon took home the American Wrestling Association, AWA, World Tag Team title when they beat Crusher and Dick the Bruiser. This ended Crusher and Dick's fourth title reign. Crusher is also the nickname I have given my wife. In 1992 in London, England, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held SummerSlam. It marked the first and only time an Intercontinental Championship match was the main event for the WWF. Bret Hart defended and lost the Intercontinental Championship belt to the British Bulldog after he countered a sunset flip attempt with a roll-up pin to win the title. I don't know about you, but every time someone says roll-up, I think of those fruit roll-ups and I get hungry for one. In 2007, at the U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, recorded the 65th edition of Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW, where CM Punk pinned John Morrison to win the ECW Championship title. And in 1995 in Bloomington, Minnesota, at the Mall of the Americas, World Championship Wrestling, WCW, Monday Nitro debuted on Turner Network Television, TNT. It would be so cool if one day there's a Bash Network Television, BNT. It'll never happen. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb. Buy our t-shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com or visit BashandBarb.com for more.